Since Monday morning, the sports world has been obsessed with exactly how much air was or wasn't present in the footballs used by the New England Patriots during their 45-7 AFC Championship rout of the Indianapolis Colts. As theories flew about how exactly the Patriots' footballs came to be underinflated, one question intrigued us. Why would the Patriots cheat during a game they were likely going to win anyway? I'm joined by Maurice Schweitzer, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. His research focuses in part on behavioral decision-making and deception. Professor Schweitzer, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
One member of the Colts has said that the Patriots would have won the AFC Championship game last weekend even if they had used, quote, soap for balls. We don't want to speculate about how those footballs came to be deflated, but why might an athlete or team that has the advantage decide to cheat anyway?
I think there are actually several reasons. Part of it is a fear of losing. That is, if you're expected to win, you actually face even more pressure to make sure you come out on top. A second reason, I think, has to do with culture. That is, in some organizations, the line between cheating and merely being very competitive isn't very clear.
Well, along those lines, the Patriots are known for doing whatever they can to gain an edge. In the divisional playoff, they used a rulebook loophole to create a formation that clearly caught Baltimore by surprise. Can the act of bending the rules, or what some might call gamesmanship, eventually lead to actually breaking the rules?
Yeah, I think so. That is, as we focus on winning, we're less likely to focus on other things. And so the lines that were very clear to us before become less clear. And what's merely competitive versus unethical becomes fuzzier, and people are more likely to cross that line. So in a very competitive situation, people are more likely to cheat.
On Wednesday, former NFL quarterback Matt Leinart tweeted, "Every team tampers with footballs. Ask any QB in the league." In fact, research has found that one of the most powerful motivations for cheating is the belief that everyone's doing it. Do you buy that as an excuse?
Yeah, I think that that's also true. First of all, there's a norm where people justify by saying, look, everyone's doing it, and it becomes part of that culture. The second is the competitive pressure. That is, like the use of steroids, if everybody around you is using steroids, the only way to be competitive is to use steroids too.
We've talked a lot about the rationales and the excuses or the justifications that players or teams might use for cheating. But in the end, cheating is still cheating. There's still just this basic element of right and wrong being ignored.
Well, I think fouls in basketball are a good example. Is it unethical to foul somebody in basketball? Sometimes it's part of the strategy. And I think when people are in a very competitive situation, what they see as the bright line is different from how an observer would see it. Now, having said that, there are clearly some things that are just way over the line, and some people do it anyway.
There have been a lot of pundits in the sports world who have been quick to declare the Patriots guilty in part because they were caught cheating in the past in the Spygate scandal. Now, some say the team's reputation will never recover. Do people typically consider their own legacies as they're making the decision to cheat?
No, typically not. And I think it's very hard to forecast what's going to happen in the long run. I think many people's reputations turn out to be more resilient than we think. And I think that's particularly true for a team where the team has opportunities to do things to change procedures and regain trust. It's not easy, but I do think they can do it.
Maurice Schweitzer is a professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He's also the author of the forthcoming book, Friend and Foe. Maurice, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you.
For more on the lighter side of Deflategate, visit onlyagame.org.